It's Central Time. I'm Judith Sears Poisson.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, we'll talk about New Year's resolutions and ask you to call in and share some of yours.
First, a dispute over a frac sand mining permit in Trempealeau County is heading to the Wisconsin Supreme Court in just a couple of weeks. The case could have significant implications for the state's zoning laws. It could also impact the public's ability to provide input into decisions affecting zoning.
All Energy, an Iowa-based company that supplies frac sand to the oil and gas industry, was denied a sand mining permit in 2013. Now the company wants Wisconsin to change the rules around issuing such permits.
WPR reporter Rich Kramer joins us now from Eau Claire. Rich, welcome back to Central Time.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Well, so this company, All Energy, was denied a frac sand mining permit in 2013. On what grounds was that denial given?
Well, it was basically, in a nutshell, citizen concerns. Trempealeau County is kind of interesting in terms of frac sand country because it's zoned, meaning that if you want to build a sand mine, you need a conditional use permit. That goes before this committee that's made up of citizens and elected officials. And basically, the committee reviews your application, and then they might issue some conditions. And in this case, with All Energy, they gave a list of conditions that they wanted to be met. All Energy came back with some paperwork and documentation that said, here's how we're going to meet those conditions. Then it goes to a public hearing, basically, and there was overwhelming opposition to this plan, and a lot of people were concerned about dust. There was some testimony by people that said that their children living by another frac sand mine were experiencing asthma problems, etc. So then the committee voted 5-3, I believe, against the issuing the permit to All Energy.
So All Energy applied. They were given certain conditions to meet. They provided information on how they were going to meet those, but then they still were denied. My understanding is that some of the local officials had actually been voted in because they had a little stronger opinion on regulating frac sand. Do you think that played into, besides the public input, that those officials being in place also played into this?
It definitely did. There was a sea change that happened in a lot of local governments in frac sand country right around this time. I mean, if you remember 2012, 2013, 2014, there was explosive growth in the industrial sand mining industry, and a lot of people started to kind of rally, and they decided that they wanted to take some of the people in the Trempealeau County Board out, because before this, Trempealeau County had already approved 20-some permits. And some of the citizens organized. They got their own candidates who were more anti-sand, and they were able to win some seats and replace some of the more pro-sand county board members. And because of that, they got some of their people on this committee. And because of that, I think there was definitely a change in sentiment among the local officials, the elected officials on the county board.
So All Energy's request for this permit was denied. What happened then? What actions did the company take?
Oh, there were all kinds of actions. The company decided to go to court right away. They wanted a circuit court judge to overturn the ruling that the committee denying the permit. So that was number one. But the company also threatened to sue the county for $20 million, and they claimed that it was from lost business. Those two went nowhere. They lost both of those circuit court cases. Then the company also looked into annexing to the city of Arcadia, and there's a process in Wisconsin law where a company or landowners can petition a city to annex the property, and if they were able to have the mine property annexed to the city of Arcadia, they would be able to work with the city on the rules and kind of avoid the county rules. That didn't work out either. And then it went to the Court of Appeals. The Court of Appeals also ruled against All Energy, and now we're looking at the Supreme Court, the High Court of Wisconsin.
And so my understanding, Rich, is that All Energy and their lawyers are not just asking the state Supreme Court to basically say, yes, you should have been given this permit, but actually taking a much broader look at how permitting is done in the state. Is that a correct reading of that?
Yeah, I'd say so. They want their permit, but they also want the court to address a couple other things. Basically, they want the court to clarify whether or not public opinion, unsubstantiated claims made by members of the public, constitute substantial evidence for denying a permit. Right now, it does. And they want the court to clarify that. And also, the big one, the company is arguing and asking the Supreme Court to basically create a new rule that would require permits, and this is in summing it up as a layman for sure, but it would require that permits should be issued if a company meets conditions set by a local government. So in that case, theoretically, the public opinion would matter, but they wouldn't be able to use that as evidence against or in denying a permit. So the attorneys for the county say that this could really chill public input into these permit proceedings.
We're talking with WPR reporter Rich Kramer from Eau Claire, talking about All Energy's case that is going before the Wisconsin Supreme Court, looking at permitting for frac sand mining. And so, Rich, one of the quotes that I saw from the Trempealeau County attorney was saying that All Energy is saying that this is just public opinion, not evidence, but in fact there is evidence to show that this particular mining permit would be detrimental. Has there been a release of that kind of information?
Well, the evidence I think that he was referring to was basically that the people don't want it. Also, he was citing some things that there was some evidence that it would certainly change the beauty, the aesthetic beauty of the area, things like that. I think is what he was getting at, but he seems more concerned that this would basically really tip the scales in favor of companies or whoever wanted these conditional use permits, because if you're able to on paper meet these requirements, you would get the permit. But this attorney also argued that some of these things you can't possibly prove on paper. You know, you can't know if you're going to be able to fulfill all of these requirements, mm-hmm. or all of these conditions. So there is some wiggle room in there, and in the past, the courts and they've deferred to the local policymakers, and we'll see how the court decides to move on it.
Well, and it seems to me that this, if the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled in favor of All Energy, saying, you know, if you're given a list of conditions to meet and if you show that you have a plan to do that, you should just get the permit. It seems like this would apply well beyond the area of frac sand mining and could be applied to a lot of different industries.
Right. The attorney for the county said that this would affect every city, any local government that has zoning. So every city, any county that has zoning, some of the towns have zoning, villages sometimes have zoning. It would be statewide, and it would have huge implications is what his argument is.
And the Walker administration has been quite strongly positioned on regulatory reform and the need for it. So is the incoming Trump administration on the national level. How might that set the stage for decisions made on either this motion or further permitting requests?
Well, it's hard to say how the Trump administration would play into this. But in Wisconsin, there have been two, maybe three bills introduced that would basically take the permitting authority away from local governments with regard to industrial sand mining, because the industry argues that in some cases, and All Energy would say that in this case, they're being unfairly treated because you've got a local government that has been taken over by, in their words, by people that are anti-sand, that don't want to give any more permits out for any more sand mines. So they say that is a hardship on them. They have the right to develop their property and make a profit. So that argument has gone to the state legislature, and there have been two bills that would basically have the state approve these things, and the local governments wouldn't be able to, they wouldn't really have much of a say at all. And those failed. A lot of public reaction, a lot of anger towards those bills. They both died, but a lot of folks that are concerned citizens, kind of the really keeping an eye on the frac sand industry, they fully expect another attempt by the state legislature to preempt this local control.
One interesting aspect of this, Rich, is that companies often need or want to build up good relationships with the communities in which they're working. Certainly, frac sand has been a pretty contentious issue, but it seems like All Energy pursuing this through several layers of the courts and now in front of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, even if they win, it seems like it would be very hard for them to have a good relationship with the surrounding communities.
Yeah, there's been a lot of examples. I mean, All Energy, they really went on a media blitz, too, when they were first denied the permit, and they would take out these full-page ads, then, and they even proposed spending $70 million to create a senior all-energy senior lodge because there was a health care center in the area that was closing down. I mean, a lot of promises. And now they also would up promise to pay so many cents on the dollar for every ton of sand that they mine. So, but, you know, there's a lot of ill will after you've threatened to sue the county for $20 million and you've gone all the way to the Supreme Court. But in other cases, after the dust settles, people just kind of go about their lives. They're not happy about the mine being there, if in this case the mine wins. But I guess time will tell if the company decides to, if they win, if to offer any of the financial incentives to the local community that they once promised.
So I believe this case is going before the Wisconsin Supreme Court on January 11th. Do we know how soon we might get a decision on that?
Absolutely not. No, I asked both attorneys for both sides, and they said there's no telling. All they know is that oral arguments are on the 11th.
Well, Rich, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That was Rich Kramer, WPR's reporter in Eau Claire, giving us the details on All Energy's petition in front of the Wisconsin Supreme Court related to permitting for Wisconsin frac sand mining.